Hey fans, welcome into Redskins Life. I'm Jake Kring-Schreifels of Redskins.com, joined one more time by long snapper Nick Sundberg. Nick, I'm in the locker room occasionally during the week. I see you and Tressway going at it at ping pong, and I can't tell who's the better ping pong player.
Yes, you can, and it's not even close. Tress is way better.
Okay, well, I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt a little bit, but, I mean, in terms of your battles, they are by far the best on the team. Did you feel like ping pong was something that was like a hidden skill that you hadn't developed until recently, or
honestly, like, we had a table in college,
okay,
in our team meeting room that they would pull out only during camp. So we would, as specialists, you have a lot of time off during camp while everyone else is in unit meetings and that sort of stuff. So we would play a lot of ping pong, and I was good, not great by any means, but I could hang with everybody on the team. I absolutely walked into a wall the first time I played Tress. Like, he was, and I was cocky and didn't know what I was talking about, and you know, and wanted to put money on it, and he told me no because he knew he was gonna wipe the floor with me, and he absolutely did. Like, Tress is the best ping pong player, the best non-professional ping pong player I've ever seen. So he
certainly football player wise though.
Oh yeah, and it's not even close. Like, he, every once in a while, so we play, anytime we play, it's, you play to 11, best of three games. So you have to win two out of three.
Right.
And I have won twice, two times now.
Really?
Beat him two out of three. And he's beat me thousands of times. I mean, it's like, it's not even a fair fight.
I mean, there's a lot of people from the side watching your games. Have you tried to maybe teach some guys some tricks of the trade? I mean, because you and Tress are pretty much at the top of the.
Well, you've seen
the
lab. I mean, Hop's really good too.
He's
excellent, and Hop beats me a ton. But you've seen the ladder board on the wall, or the leaderboard on the wall. We have a ladder, and you know, guys are trying to climb, and you know, they're magnets with guys' names on them, and the only way to move up is to challenge somebody above you, and you have to beat them two out of three. Wow, after you say challenge, you can't just beat somebody two out of three and say that was a challenge or any of that. So a lot of the guys are, they ask Tress a lot more than they ask me because they see how good he is, but there's definitely a lot of guys working their way up, which is pretty fun to see.
Who do you see as that next contender? Who do you see as coming up?
Man, so Jeremy Sprinkle is surprisingly good.
Okay.
He's real long, can get to every ball. He just is raw, we'll say that.
He's a rookie too, so it makes sense.
He's young. honestly, Jameson Crowder is really, really good. Like, Jameson could walk in, if generally, you know, any ping pong table at any in any rec room, Jameson would walk in and hold his own against anybody. He's surprisingly good, puts a lot of spin on the ball, plays, but can hammer at times. And then the dark horse in the room is Quinn Dunbar.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Quinn plays with a hard paddle and just sits and plays defense and waits for you to make a mistake. He's way better than he should be by playing like that, but he just gets in your head because you can't get a ball past him. He stands right next to the table and just sits there and doesn't let a ball get by him. So he's a lot of fun to play. And there's some really good battles between him and Jameson, because Jameson's a little more offensive than Q is, and so it's fun to watch because we have the perfect seat from where our locker is.
Sure. So before I let you go, I'm curious, do you have any intentions of maybe trying a tournament somewhere in the off season?
Tress and I have been talking about it. when we were at the Gaylord a few weeks ago, and there was a huge ping pong convention.
Oh, really?
Tournament.
Interesting.
Yeah, 500 teams of 3 to 5 players entered. I think they said something like that. And it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday tournament.
Okay.
All day, every day, until a huge, like, interleague match at the end where these guys from Germany are playing a team from the United States. Like, it was, so we went down and watched some warm-ups, and it was awesome. I mean, these guys are so good.
And you felt like you could hang with them.
Heck no. No way. I'm not that naive. Tress Possibly.
Okay.
Tress would be able to score a couple of points. I'm not saying he'd win any games, but he would. He could probably hang. Given enough time, you know, you play 10 games, he would adapt.
Yeah.
That's just, Tress is just good at everything. Any ball sport, he's phenomenal. But we were talking about maybe next. The only problem is they always hold him around Thanksgiving. Mm. So.
You'd have to wait a little bit longer, I think.
Yes. Someday, maybe, me, Tress, and Hop will enter a tournament and see how we do.
All right. Cool. Well, Nick, thank you for explaining your ping pong prowess. Guys, he's a thrill to watch. Thank you for joining us on Redskins Life, and we'll see you next time.